The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home,
'cause nobody knows like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and I am feeling so much better this week. Thanks for putting up with the croaky voice last week, but I think I sound a lot better. So what do you think, Darian?
I think you sound great.
Yes. With me today is Darian Seifert from our CUNA location. You're the manager out there. How's it going, Darian?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing much better now. A few weeks of just fighting off a cold and sickness and feeling much better now. So
that's never fun.
No, it was not fun, and everybody had to put up with me last week sounding like a zombie or something. I just did not sound good. So feeling much better this week, ready to talk about all sorts of things, and it is pretty obvious fall is on its way, man.
Yeah, especially just the difference from yesterday to today.
I know.
You can definitely feel it in the air.
Yeah, it's just a drastic change from yesterday. So we've got some things we're going to talk about that are very fall-related and what's going on in the lawn and the garden and all that sort of stuff. But if you have any questions or you want to be a part of the show and want to ask us something about any of those things or anything else that might be going on out there, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We'll get you right in and answer any of those questions you might have. So, Darian, let's jump right into some stuff here. I wanted to talk about aeration because it's something that people ask a lot about, and there's always a lot of confusion around like aerating and thatching and when to do which one. And then kind of the other processes that go along with it. So, as you kind of talk to customers about that, when do you typically recommend aeration?
So right now, when we get a little bit cooler, in the fall, it's a great time to do it. You don't want to do it when it's too hot. It'll stress the lawn out too much. So this time of year is a great time to do, I'm aerating.
Yeah. So actually, let's back up real quick because maybe aeration isn't something that everybody knows what that is. So let's break that down a little bit. Aeration is going to be it's a process that you would do to the lawn. So usually you're going to rent a machine from Tate's Ranch or any of the rental companies, and it's a big machine and it pulls out, it goes over the lawn and it's motorized and it pulls out the little plugs of soil, right? So it makes all these little dirt clods in the lawn as you go over it, and it pulls all those out and makes little holes in there. So the main purpose of aeration is to loosen the soil, bring the soil out, relieve compaction. You know, if you've been using the lawn a lot, you're walking around and you're doing a lot of stuff, it's very beneficial for that. It helps loosen it, brings all those plugs up. And there's a part of that that is, there's something about it that I really like to recommend doing after, and a lot of people don't talk about it. So I really, really think aeration is great for the lawn by itself, but really to get the most benefit out of it, you want to do some sort of top dressing, put something over the top of that after you've done it. And it can be any number of things. But there's a few in particular that I really like. So, Darian, do you ever recommend any kind of top dressing like that after an aeration's been done?
Yeah, so, you know, we've got real clay soils here in the valley. So, you know, one thing you could do is a compost, filling them just to get some of that organic matter in, mixed in with the dirt. Or even our Zamzos Humigreen works really good.
Yeah, Humigreen's a fantastic one. Very easy to use in this situation because you can apply it with a spreader. Compost is fantastic because it really, I feel like compost adds a lot more complexity to the soil, really helps improve that soil. But it's a little harder to apply because you kind of got to, you're going to like shovel it out there and then rake it out. So it's a little more work. But if I had my preference, I would probably say compost. I mean, if you could do compost and Humigreen, that would be like lights out amazing. But Humigreen by itself over the top of it would be awesome as well, just because it's easy to apply. It goes out there. It's going to penetrate in, get into those holes, and then really kind of add that complexity to the soil and help loosen it, help add water holding capacity and add a lot of micronutrients and things like that. So aeration, very, very good, and definitely really, I almost say if you can't do the top dressing, don't even do to the aeration part of it, because I really feel like if you don't do both things, you're almost wasting your time, because if you don't do it, the soil ends up becoming exactly the same thing it was.
Right, and the purpose of aerating is, you know, improving your air and water circulation and you know, getting the nutrients down to those roots. So if you don't add anything with it, then, like you said, you're kind of wasting your time.
Yeah. So what do you recommend? This is a question a lot of people ask. Do you recommend raking up the plugs when you're done?
You can rake them up or at least break them up the best you can. You know, run them over with your lawnmower, you know, just to break them up a little bit. But if you wanted to rake them up, as long as you're putting that organic matter, you know, compost, Humigreen in the soil, then that's fine.
Yeah. I don't usually recommend doing it. There's a few cases where I might recommend moving, picking them up, but for the most part, I like to leave them there. What I will do is move them around. Like if I've got a low spot, I'll kind of rake them into those low spots. So as they break down, they'll kind of help fill it up a little bit, you know, kind of even the lawn out a little. A lot of people that have lots of hilly, you know, lots of bumpy lawn stuff, that can be a really easy way to kind of help smooth that out.
Yep.
And not as drastic as getting like a roller or something like that and really saturating the soil. So that's a good way to kind of help level that soil out and give you a good, you know, a better base to start with. So the only other reason you might want to pick them up is this is what I did as a kid. Whenever my dad aerated, it was like dirt clod wars for that week. We knew what was going on. If we saw somebody aerating, it was dirt clod wars as soon as we could. So if you got kids that like to throw things at people, I guess, like I was, me and my neighbor friends would just...
Perfect situation for it.
Yeah, it was a constant supply of ammo for us. So, you know, that might be something to consider. But also, it's kind of messy. And so if you do have kids or dogs or something, you know, consider that as well. You know, they might track a little bit more in just because there's a little more exposed soil. So consider that. I think fall is the time I really like to recommend aeration, mainly for that reason, like because you're not using the lawn as much this year. It's getting colder. You know, you're going to be indoors more. My kids are kind of, you know, migrating more indoors, even though I don't want them to be indoors as much. They're going to tend to kind of congregate inside a little bit more. And then, so you're not using the lawn as much. And because it's a little messier, it kind of works out a little bit better. Now, I will say this. I don't really think that there's a huge difference in doing an aeration or a thatching in the fall. I mean, there's a big difference in what those things do. But if you have to, like, say, you've got to get new seed down or you've got to do other things to the lawn, a thatching may be the right thing to do in fall. And it's totally acceptable to do a thatching in the fall as well. I tend to like to do that in the spring. Just for a variety of reasons that I've talked about in the past. But aeration is really what I like to do in the fall because you've been using the lawn all year and you want to loosen it up. You want to kind of get it back into a good spot so it's got all winter to kind of rest and do its thing. You definitely don't want to do both of them at the same time because that would be bad.
Right.
That's just too much work.
Yeah, one thing with aerating, though, too, is you want to get those plugs up because just poking holes in the ground is just going to compact the soil, you know, surrounding those holes. So
yeah,
getting those plugs.
Let's talk about that a little bit more after the break here. We're going to hit a break, and we'll be right back here on the Zamzos Garden Show.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Oh.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, inviting you to the biggest dog walk in Idaho, the 25th annual Sea Spot Walk, Saturday, October 7th at Julia Davis Park, sponsored by the Idaho Humane Society. The festivities get underway at 9 a.m., with a one-mile walk starting at 10 a.m. Zamzo's is one of the original sponsors of this event and has been promoting and attending Sea Spot Walk for 25 years. And we'll be there again this year with a free bag of Zamzo's Smart Biscuits plus a free $5 gift letter for every dog that attends. This year, you can register and pick up your packet and t-shirt at four select Zamzo's, Federal Way, Overland, Eagle, and our Napa store across from Karcher Mall. So if you've not already done so, please register today at Zamzo's on Federal Way in Boise, in Meridian on Overland Road, at our Eagle store at Highway 44 and Eagle Road, or in Napa across from Karcher Mall. Then join us for Sea Spot Walk, Saturday, October 7th at 9 a.m. at Julia Davis Park.
We're all part of your community.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe, so protect your every day.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Call 1-800-223-1661. Brought to you by the Department of Homeland Security, Idaho State Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Rick Rickards here for House Check. Hey, are you thinking of buying or selling a house? If so, you're going to need a home inspection. So I want to tell you about a new home inspection company called House Check. House Check is revolutionizing the home inspection industry, making the process better for home buyers, home sellers, real estate agents, and for the best home inspectors, too. We're introducing innovations designed to deliver a whole new level of customer satisfaction. And get this, a complete House Check inspection often costs less than an ordinary home inspection. Plus, it comes with a money-back satisfaction guarantee. So listen, if you're thinking of buying or selling a house, you can trust House Check to deliver a better home inspection experience. Schedule your inspection now at housecheck.net or call us at 844-94-CHECK. That's 844-94-CHECK. House Check. Inspections done right.
When your kids dream, they dream big. They dream about being famous architects and rock stars, world travelers and teachers. But no kid dreams of being a cancer patient. That's why you should get them vaccinated against HPV. The HPV vaccine can prevent certain cancers. Talk to your healthcare provider about vaccinating your 11 or 12-year-old sons and daughters against HPV now. It could be a lifesaver when they grow up. Let's be HPV Free Idaho. Learn more at HPVfreeid.org.
With a new Land Rover as your companion, you'll see adventure wherever you go. Own the wilderness and the urban jungle alike. Visit Land Rover Boise for special offers on the award-winning Range Rover Evoque, the versatile Range Rover Sport, and the spacious Discovery Sport. Lease the Discovery Sport SE for $339 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. Visit Land Rover Boise, LandRoverBoise.com, or call 1-800-621-1775 for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Paying too much for glasses is just wrong. Check out the right sale going on now at iMart Express. Two complete pairs starting at just $29. Two pairs of progressives, just $76.92. But don't delay. The right sale ends Saturday at iMart Express. Right glasses, right price, right now. iMartExpress.com.
We are the home for the best in local talk. Call Jay, Chris, and Nate on News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part two of the Zamzo's Garden Show. Rocking in, talking about some lawn aeration. Nothing's more punk rock than lawn aeration. All right. Hey, I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie. With me today is Darian Seifert, their manager out at our CUNA store. We're talking about lawn aeration, and we got a few other things on the list here to talk about today. But if you have any questions or want to be a part of the show, have anything to say, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY. So, Darian, you were making a really good point as we kind of went into that break, and I want to give you more time to to talk about that, because I think it wasn't even something I thought of, because I never think of this. But explain what you were talking about. There's a different type of aeration that some people will do where it's just they just use spikes. Right. I think people will ask for like the shoes that you can strap onto your boots or whatever and walk around. But talk about that a little bit. What's that all about?
Yeah. So what you're doing when you're just poking holes is you're basically just compacting the soil more surrounding the holes.
Yeah.
So you're basically, you know, you're not helping the lawn out at all. But when you pull out the plugs, you know, you're making it to where, you know, that opens up for more air,
right,
water circulation. So it's not, you know, making more of an issue.
Yeah.
You know, if you were to just, you know, poke the holes.
Yeah. If you're walking around with those spikes, you're just basically moving the soil out, and, you know, it can only go so far. So yeah, it is almost making it worse. Essentially you're making a little bit of air exchange, but you're not really doing a whole lot else. And usually those spikes are a lot smaller. So the plugs are usually, they're a much bigger size, and you can change the depth of how far down it goes. So you have a little more control with, you know, getting the machine and going through it. And I think it's going to be a lot better in the long term, as far as really taking care of it. It might be something, you know, like in season, you know, if you wanted to do a little bit, if you've got a hard spot. But, you know, I've just not found that it's really that beneficial to just poke the holes in there. It's really about pulling that out and putting something back in to help loosen the soil long term.
Right, right.
So let's talk about seeding after aeration. It's kind of there's some talk about, you know, whether or not you should or can seed after an aeration. And I've talked to people over the years, and a lot of people have said, you know, they'll do an aeration and seed right afterwards. And it's never made sense to me why one would do this, because, like, let's think about it. You make a hole in the ground, and you put seed down, and the seed falls into the hole. And if it does germinate, it's germinating, you know, a half an inch to an inch below the soil surface. And once that hole closes up, it's essentially going to kill that piece of grass that germinated there. So it's not something that I've ever really... It never made sense to me. I don't know. Have you had experience with anything like that?
Yeah, I think it's a very common, you know, perception. But, you know, that's where it comes to be very important to put, you know, fill those holes with compost or something, you know, if you're going to do grass seed, just because, you know, like you said, it's you're wasting your time.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't think it as a practice. I don't think it really helps long term. So, but fill, you know, putting the compost down or something like that, fill those holes up. Give it about a week or so at least, you know, so it starts to settle a little bit again, and then put your seed out. I think you'll be a lot better off doing, you know, waiting about a week, and we still have a good amount of time for that seed to go down. Are you guys starting to sell or do much seed at the stores right now?
Yeah, right now we're selling lots of seed. You know, people don't think of, you know, towards the end of fall or, you know, in the middle of fall, they think, oh, it's the end of the season, I can't seed. But, you know, you definitely can. It's actually a great time to seed.
Yeah, not only is it a great time to reseed, I think it's really important to the next year's health of your lawn to get seed down now, because, you know, we've dealt with stresses like lawn bugs, heat stress, disease, you know, doing this aeration, any of that kind of cleanup stuff. If you don't put seed down now, I think you're gonna open yourself up to a lot more problems next year.
Yeah, and you want to give it a good, you know, three, four weeks before we get that first frost, you know, just so that grass has a chance to get established and doesn't get shocked, you know, by the cold.
Yeah, yeah. It needs to be, you know, growing at least a little bit. And even if it's only up just a touch, when we start to really get cold, it'll still keep growing. You know, it's going to be real slow, but at least there's something there filling that spot in. Otherwise, it's just bare ground.
Right.
And as soon as the spring hits, those weeds are going to start coming up a lot sooner than you can put seed out in the spring. So you really want to have those spots filled in and ready to go as much as you can. And recovery right now is still, I mean, we still have lots of time. It's very, very important to really think about that recovery process. It starts right now, and not, you know, it's not something you want to put off till spring. You want to start on it right now. So let's talk about that a little bit. Darren, you were mentioning that you still are seeing people coming in with chinch bugs. I actually did a lawn call for a customer yesterday, and that was what they had going on, was chinch bugs still active in the lawn.
Yeah, so this gentleman had a spot where he had to reseed. You know, he did all the right things. He put down some good hardy topsoil. It took really well, attached to the, you know, the ground under the topsoil. So it looked great, you know, and then you flip it over and you brush it a little bit, and it was probably one of the worst chinch bug samples I've seen all year. So, you know, it's good. You still want to treat for those things because they're not going to die off, you know, right away. They're going to continue to do damage. Now, when it gets colder, they slow down a little bit, but, you know, they're just going to keep spreading and spreading and spreading. So you still definitely want to treat for those.
Yeah, as long as there's a food source and it's just warm enough, they'll keep going. And that's one of the, and it's, it, yeah, so that, and that was the same thing I recommended to the customer I helped yesterday was, you know, you definitely want to treat now. I know it's late in the season, but really a treatment now is going to help reduce that population at least so that next year you don't start off with a big population of bugs. You've got it reduced and you've got these other things going on so you can put down your bug control next year and it'll be more effective for the next season. So so reseeding, definitely something you want to do this time of year. If you're considering an aeration, just give it about a week after that process and that seed will come in and it'll look really nice. And I did an overseeding over on my entire lawn two summers ago. So I did an aeration, or actually a thatching in the spring, and then put the seed down. And I'll tell you what, new seed is one of the best things you can ever do for your lawn. I mean, feeding and watering, all that stuff, very, very important. But putting down new seed every few years is fantastic. I mean, very, very important process.
Yeah, and it'll help a lot with choking out those weeds in, you know, when it comes out of dormancy in the spring. It
definitely
makes a big difference.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's one of the better benefits to making sure that you get new seed down fairly often every few years or so, is that it's going to choke out those weeds, going to make it stay nice and full and thick and keep that stuff looking really nice. So, hey, we got a phone call here from Steve in Boise. This is the Zamzos Garden Show. If you want to be part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. Let's go to Steve in Boise. Steve, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Going pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, I've got an embarrassing situation. I had an existing lawn, and I've had two pump-up sprayers forever, and I kept a kill-all poison in one and a 2,4-D in the other.
Mm.
And for some reason, a while back, I switched the contents of each tank.
Oops.
Forgot about it. So I was spotting some weeds in the lawn, spot killing, and about a week later, I got dead spots all over my lawn.
Yeah.
So I let that go for a while for the poison to leach out, got some sod, put it down.
Yeah.
Patched it all in. Now my question is, I've got two fertilizers. One's a 16 squared, the other's a 15, 10, 25. And I'm a little, I want to get those roots going and established. I also want to feed the existing lawn, you know, for the fall season. Which one of those two fertilizers would you recommend and not do damage to the to that new sod or the existing roots?
Right. Let's see. So one is a triple 16, and then the other is a 15, 10, 25, you said?
Yeah.
So I think either one would be good. I would probably lean more towards the 15, 10, 25. What do you think, Darren?
I would think the same because, you know, even though both nitrogen contents aren't super high, it's really more important for, you know, sod and grass seed to have, you know, phosphorus and potassium as a higher dosage. So the 15, 10, 25 would probably be the way to go.
Yeah, I think for this time of year, having the higher potassium level, that's the third number there, the 25.
The 25, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a better feed for the grass at this time of year. It's an interesting thing about phosphorus and potassium in that they are very slow. Even what, I'm not sure what brand these are. I'm going to guess they're not Zamzos, which I'm not going to hold against you.
I was going to lie and say, yes, it was. You didn't know what sort.
I've stared at these bags long enough. That's fine. It's totally fine. There's lots of different ways to fertilize. So I'm not going to, like I said, it's not a big deal. What I would guess is that they're probably a little bit more of a chemical-based fertilizer, which, again, not a problem. The thing is, with a phosphorus and potassium based fertilizer like that bottom, the 15, 20, 25 you have there, phosphorus and potassium, even at even when the source is more of a chemical-based fertilizer, still very, very slow to act in the lawn. So when you put down phosphorus and potassium, it takes usually a couple of months, even for an immediately available, to really work into the soil. They are very slow. And so what that potassium does is it takes time to get through the soil down to the root system so that next spring it'll be available for the grass to use. So it'll be a little faster than something that's more naturally based, depending on the source, but it's still going to be kind of slow. So that one's going to be much better, and it's going to really help with your root establishment next spring, which is very important.
Yeah, but main concern with that 25, I'd never heard a number that high before, and I was just concerned that it could do damage to those new roots in the sod. But you don't think so?
No, because that one's so slow release. Yeah, it's not necessarily a slow release; it's a slow to move. Which is a little different. But it's phosphorus or potassium takes quite a bit for that to get to the point where it's overdone. And 25 is well within the range of that. I mean, our fall is a 10.66,
yep,
which is even lower. But you're putting it on double rate, so it's more like a 20.12.12. But you need a little bit more when you're dealing with something like this. So you'll be just fine with that one. I think it'll do well, and it actually give you a little bit of greening too. So a little bit more. So you should be in good shape.
Okay, here's the kicker to the bottom line of the story, which I did. This was my neighbor's lawn.
Oh.
I did him a favor.
With a favor like that, I suppose he might not ever want a favor again.
But yeah, he's going to move now.
You're taking care of it, so good job.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it, man. All right, we're going to hit a break. We'll be right back here in a few minutes on the Zamzos Garden Show.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, and late September is a great time to address and solve any problems your lawn and garden may have. That's because our daytime temperatures are warm, but at night or later that same week, it cools down, making this the perfect time to overseed those bare spots in your lawn or plant a new lawn. Zamzos has a full line of grass seed for every need, from our famous custom blend with three different types of seed to our drought-tolerant and shady area blends. Plus, our expert staff can tell you how to plant and care for your new lawn for best success. Now is also a great time to rid your lawn of crabgrass, goosegrass, weeds, or other problems, and to learn how to prevent them from coming back next year. And it's time to feed all your trees and plants with Zamzos Thrive, so they'll wake up strong and healthy in the spring. Remember, this nice weather won't last forever, so come see us now. Because for 84 years, when it comes to fall lawn care, the safe and natural way,
nobody knows like Zamzos.
I remember as a kid growing up in the hills of West Virginia being mesmerized by watching little caterpillars crawl on a leaf, and I thought, wow, all they do is crawl and eat and poop and sleep. Until one day the caterpillar forms a cocoon, and inside that cocoon the caterpillar just dissolves into a green mush and then reformulates itself into a butterfly. You say, how did that happen? Completely by design. The caterpillar to the butterfly is the evolutionist's nightmare. I'm here to tell you that's exactly what happens to us when we turn to Jesus, who died at the cross and was raised from the dead. He gives us a whole new start, caterpillar to butterfly, a completely different life. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at boisechurch.org. Boise Church of Christ, where church is family, a place to start over.
There's a special kind of love.
It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale, meaning your favorite mattresses are on sale. Top name brands are on sale, plus get an additional 10% off. Get a Beautyrest Firm queen mattress, now just $454.99, plus an additional 10% off. Something for everyone with over 15 queen mattresses under $699.99. Hampton and Rhodes Pillow Top queen mattresses start at just $299.99.
Two out of three people choose the Dream Bed Luxe over the other leading memory foam mattresses. It costs $1,000 less and has cooling technology. Take it home for just $37 a month for 72 months, plus take an additional 10% off. Sleep at the perfect temperature when you get new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice for just $39 a month at Mattress Firm in Boise, Meridian, and Nampa. Tell them Paul J. and Chris from KBOI sent you. Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Dennis Dillon Fiat's end of summer closeout. New Fiat 500s with up to $7,800 off MSRP. Starting at $10,999. That's $10,999. Or drive off from zero down, then only $169 a month. Fiat has arrived and are here to stay. Dennis Dillon Fiat's end of summer closeout. Where Orchard Street and the freeway meet. Exit 52 Boise. Zero down payment plus tax, title and dealer dock fee at $299. 36-month lease at $10,000 per year. OAC.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part three of the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie. With me today is Darian Seifert, our manager at our CUNA store. Come into studio with us. So thank you very much, Darian, for being here. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call, 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. So here's something that's really interesting that just happened. This has not happened to me before, but it's something that I appreciate immensely. So on the break here, Jim Zamzo actually called in because apparently he was listening, which is awesome. He was listening to the show and probably still is, but he found an opportunity to teach me something, which is great. So Jim, he mentioned that there are two sources, and this is relating to the last call we just had from Steve in Boise. So when we're dealing with potassium, which is that, you know, our nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, so it's the third number in the fertilizer ratio. High amounts of potassium comes from usually two different sources when we're dealing with these chemical-based fertilizers, but one of them is potassium chloride and the other is potassium sulfate. And so the source of it, he said, potassium sulfate is a little bit better because it's got a little bit of sulfur in it. But the potassium chloride has chlorine in it. As it breaks down, it becomes chlorine. And if it's overused, that chlorine can basically sterilize the soil, where it'll kill off the microorganisms that are in the soil. Because we need a little bit of chlorine. It's one of those micronutrients that's very needed in very, very small quantities. But if you're doing too much of that, you can start to really impact the microbial life in the soil, which can in turn make a lot of other things difficult. So, Steve, if you're still listening, hopefully for anybody else, just keep that in mind as you're looking at those fertilizers. This one is not really going to be, it's not going to be an issue because you know, it's a lower amount. You're doing it this one time. But just consider it as you go through the season. Just thinking about those sources of some of those chemicals, and it's hard to know. I mean, I didn't even know this. This is something that only Jim, not only Jim Zamzo, but knows, but something Jim knows, because he spends a ton of time studying this. So he just wanted to call in and just bring up that point, which I think is amazing. And, I just wanted to bring that up to everybody else because I think it's an important thing for us to remember that those sources can really impact it. While potassium is good, when it's overused in certain cases, it can it can be damaging. So that was awesome. Thank you, Jim, for calling in with that little tidbit. I always appreciate getting a chance to talk to Jim, especially when he has something to teach me. So very, very good. Hopefully I can get Jim in here pretty soon. That nice segue. Let's see, where are we going to go next? Okay, so I think we've talked enough about the lawn stuff for right now. If you have questions about any of those things or lawn stuff, we're going to move into a different topic now, but give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. This is the Zamzos Garden Show, and we got wide open phone lines, so we'll get you right in and answer any of your questions. Darian, we mentioned it earlier, fall is upon us. I would say it is here. We've had our first day of fall was last week, I think, last Friday. And this temperatures drastically change. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, what we can start doing or we should start thinking about doing with our flower beds, just our bed prep and working all that stuff out. And what are some of the things you guys are starting to see or recommend for people to start getting ready for the flower bed prep?
Yeah, so it's about that time of year, you know, the annuals are starting to not look so good. You know, you can continue to deadhead them, you know, to make them look presentable, but here before too long, they're not going to make it. So, you know, getting some good mulch down, you know, get some good compost over the top of it, you know, get those beds ready for, you know, upcoming spring.
Mulching is, I think, a fantastic idea. I mean, if you like bark, my wife really prefers like a bark mulch. Just because of the look to it. But putting something like even just a straight compost over it, it also has a really nice look, does a lot of good things for the soil. But that's a great starting point, is to start thinking about amending the soil with just a broad compost application over the top of that. So very good way to start out. All right, let's go to Bruce in Nampa. Bruce, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Pretty good, guys. Hey, just had a quick question. Past summer, a couple of the sprinklers have stopped working, gotten plugged and whatnot, and I've got some pretty good dry spots in the lawn, and I'm going to reseed, but I was just wondering, you know, after listening to you here a little bit ago about, you know, reseeding the whole lawn every couple of years, is that something that when you reseed, you just go out and throw the seed down, or you have to put stuff on the top of it, or what's the best application, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
on how to do the reseeding?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Darren, do you have any tips for that?
Yeah, so, you know, the bare spots that the significant spots, those ones you're definitely going to want to cover. You know, it doesn't take much, just, you know, like a fourth or an eighth of an inch of compost or some, you know, good even potting soil. Now, when you're overseeding in the areas that aren't so bare, the grass that's already there really helps shade the seed, so it keeps it cool, and then, you know, it keeps it damp as well. So that's areas that are bigger, you know, more bare, you will want to cover just to, you know, help keep that moisture in. But the areas that, you know, just need to be thickened up a little bit, the grass that's already there will help with that. So you don't necessarily have to cover those spots.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to cover what I need to, where it's bare, but then where I've got the nice green already, just go ahead and just scatter some seed on top of that then.
Yeah, yeah, that'll work real well. A few things I want to throw in there, just a few things to consider, Bruce. If your lawn is has a thick thatch layer, you may want to consider doing something to kind of excavate that out of there. Thatching is really nice, but, you know, it is a pretty big process. So sometimes just a hard rake through some of those thick areas can help pull that thatch up, so you get some good soil exposure in some of those areas. If you don't have much thatch, it's not going to be an issue. You can just go right over the top of it. And the one thing I like to use for a cover is a little bit of Humagreen. Anytime I've got areas that, I go over it again with Humagreen. That's what I did when I aerated thatched my lawn 2 years ago. Thatched it all, put the seed down, and I just covered it all with Humagreen, and it worked fantastic.
Okay, and perfect.
Very easy way to cover it. So we're going to go to a break, and we're going to come. Should I go ahead and take Greg? Okay. Tara's telling me I have plenty of time to take Greg's call in Boise. So we're going to go to Greg in Boise. How's it going, Greg? How can we help you?
Good. Listen, just a quick question. Boise now has this compost system for the trash that we're putting out. This stuff is going to a place where they're creating compost out of it. I don't think it's ready yet, but is that compost going to be basically good compost to reuse on your lawns?
Well, that's a great question, Greg. Because it's not quite ready yet, I don't think any of us really – I honestly – don't want to say definitively whether or not it will be good. Now, composting is a good process, and I'm sure that they've got really good people working on it. I think it will be a thing where we'll want to see some of it before we really say for sure, because this is coming from a lot of different sources. There's going to be a lot of different variables to it, and I think what would be best is we start to get a look at the product. And then kind of get an idea. We should be able to get, and I don't know for sure, but I would imagine there will be some sort of documentation that we could ask for to take a look at it, see what kind of analysis is going to come back with, and there will have to be some things there. I just don't know enough about that yet. But it's a great thing for us to look into. I would say it's probably something we should know, and I think that I'm going to bring this up next time I get a chance to start talking to Jim and some of the other people in the corporate office, because we will want to know that. I think that'll be really important information for everybody. I think it's a great program. I mean, if we can compost and recycle things, I always am in favor of that. And I'm sure it'll probably be a fantastic product. We just don't know yet. So that's probably, it's kind of a political, answer for you there. But, I think the best thing for us to do right now is kind of wait and see what happens.
All right. That answers my question.
Fantastic. All right, Greg, thank you very much for that call. Very great point. I'm very interested in pursuing that knowledge further. So we'll do that. And, hopefully I'll be able to report back. Maybe we can even get somebody on the show that is involved with that. So we're going to go back to a break, and we're going to come back for one more segment here on the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, and even though fall just arrived, right now is the perfect time to give your lawn its late summer feeding. You know, we always tell you the fall feeding is the most important one of the year, but what you may not realize is there's really two fall feedings. One right now and a second and final feeding 6 weeks later. Our cool nights and mornings allow you to water less, and weeds are easily controlled with Zamzos Ultra. Your lawn is both recovering and rebuilding from the long hot summer, so it needs nutrients. But an application of Zamzos lawn food is just what the doctor ordered and will give your lawn everything it needs to stay green, grow, and rebuild itself to get ready for fall. Remember, you can sign up for our annual lawn program any time of year. Start now and be totally set until this time next year. So don't wait till you run out of fuel to add more. Feed your lawn now with Zamzos lawn food, because for 84 years, when it comes to great-looking lawns, clear till Thanksgiving,
nobody knows like Zamzos.
We hear news stories of violence that occurs in communities across our nation. Children are being targeted by predators. People in stress act out with guns. Domestic disputes come to the workplace. These events can and do happen at churches. So doesn't it make sense for us to prepare? October 5th and 6th, we will gather as a faith community and learn from national experts, local law enforcement, mental health professionals, and church leaders. The Safe Church Summit returns to Boise at the Cathedral of the Rockies. This two-day event will help you recruit, build, and sustain your safety and security ministry. Sessions include training for ushers and greeters, protecting children, legal trends affecting churches, social media, understanding mental illness, safe sanctuary compliance, and more. Mark your calendar for October 5th and 6th. For more details about this unique event, the complete agenda, cost, and individual or group registrations, visit thecathedraloftherockies.org.
Rick Rickards here for House Check. When the time comes to get a home inspection, where do you go to find a qualified home inspector? There's a lot riding on your home inspection, so you'll want to find an inspector who has experience and integrity. Well, that's where you'll need House Check. You probably don't deal with home inspections every day, but we do. We're experts at recruiting honest, experienced home inspectors and training them to become the best home inspectors in the industry. We'll even back up that claim with our unconditional satisfaction guarantee. If you don't agree that our House Check inspector performed a comprehensive, professional home inspection, we'll refund your money. As simple as that. So remember, when you need a home inspection, you can spend a lot of time looking for a top-notch home inspector, or you can talk to us. Find out more at housecheck.net or call 844-94-CHECK. That's 844-94-CHECK. House Check. Inspections done right.
You might think you have to buy a mattress from a national chain just because. Hi, it's Mike from Leisure Mattress on Federal Way, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to pay big box prices. Leisure Mattress is your locally owned mattress factory. Get a better product at a better price with us. And we customize it just how you like it, because your mattress is made right here at our showroom. We've been locally owned for three generations, so thank you for cutting out the middleman and keeping it local at Leisure Mattress. Come see us on Federal Way, find us on Facebook, or at leisuremattress.com.
If you need an SUV but don't want to give up handling and style, discover the Jaguar F-Pace, the first SUV from Jaguar. The F-Pace was named 2017 World Car of the Year and 2017 World Car Design of the Year. Lease the 2017 Jaguar F-Pace for $459 for 36 months and $3,241 down, plus tax, title, and destination fees due at signing through September 30th. For complete details, call 1-800-621-1775 or see jaguarboise.com.
Weekday mornings have never been more fun.
Only 1,000 years left.
Exactly.
I'm going to go buy some shirts.
Paul, Jay, and Chris, starting at 5 on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for one more segment here in the Zamzos Garden Show. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, we're going to have time to get at least one, maybe two calls in. So give us a call here at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today has been Darian Seifert of our CUNA location. Darian, thank you so much for being in here, man. Great show so far.
Thanks for having me.
So very, very exciting show. We got a surprise call from Jim. We got some great questions from our listeners. So we were talking a little bit on the last segment about some fall flower bed preparation, and Darian had a great recommendation to start, you know, thinking about putting some compost down. What kind of things should people start be doing for, like, say, their perennial beds, their perennial flowers, trees and shrubs, flower bulbs? What are some of the other things that people might want to start thinking about right now?
Yeah, so, I mean, like I've touched on before, mulch is a great thing. As far as, you know, everything as a whole, it's about the time of year where if you want to get some pruning done, it'd be a good time to, you know, get those things pruned up and you know, perennials, bulbs, hardy bulbs you don't have to dig up or anything, but there are some type of bulbs that you will have to dig up if you have lots of those. Other than that.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, if you've got some perennials that are starting to look kind of sad, you know, you might start thinking about pruning those down, getting them pruned down a little bit. You know, sometimes I like to leave them because at least it gives you a little bit of a some sort of a look. But, you know, if you like it to want it to be nice and prim and cleaned up, you know, you can start looking at pruning those things down depending on what the plant is. A lot of them you can prune down to the ground. Feeding is really important right now. And Thrive is a great one to put on just about everything. So I'd start thinking about that. I've got a tree that I planted last summer that was very stressed from the heat this year. So I've got to feed that guy. And the other one, I planted two of them, same tree. One of them just went like crazy this year. It was just fantastic. But the other one stressed a little bit, had a little bit of some scorching to it. And so I got to make sure that guy is ready to go and healthy for this fall. And so he can do well next year. I assume that he's a he. I have no idea. Let's go to Sandra in Meridian. Sandra, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a question. I've got a lilac bush tree. Mm-hmm. I call it a tree.
Sure.
It's probably 20 feet tall or better.
Oh, boy.
And I have to pour a concrete slab, but I'm wondering how the roots go. Is that something that I'm going to have to pull the tree out, or do I need to give it so many feet away from the concrete? Or
yeah, you're going to want to give it some room. I mean, if the tree it's an important plant to you, and I would, it sounds like it is something you want to do the best you can for.
I would like to keep it if I can.
Yeah, okay, great. So what would you say, you know, you said it's about 20 foot tall. What's the spread, say, from, you know, like the width of the tree? How far out does it go from side to side?
Well, you mean at the ground or branching
out? Well, like
out?
The canopy, yeah.
The canopy.
Yeah.
Well, the canopy's fairly large. Yeah. It probably goes 10 feet, maybe?
Okay, 10 feet from the furthest tip of one branch to the furthest tip of the other?
Yeah, that's a guess.
Okay, no, that's fine. 10 feet sounds great. So what I would try to do is give it at least about half of that much away from the base. So if it's about 10 foot, I would try to be at least 5 feet. If you can. You can certainly get closer. You just want to, I wouldn't go much closer than that. I would say at the closest would be like 3 feet, but I would prefer to give it 5 feet because those roots are going to spread out. And now a lilac
is... Are they deep roots?
Yeah. So they're not going to be something that's going to push up concrete. Not at all. They're going to stay very subsoil. You're not going to have an issue with it pushing up concrete. The issue, the struggle that you're going to create is that now you've got heavy concrete sitting on top of it. You're going to form, it's going to compact that soil down below it, and that can be disruptive to the root system of the tree, of the plant. Long term, probably not going to see a lot of issue with it right away. But if you can, the more space you can give it, the less impact you're going to have on the root system that's underneath it. Okay. And you can still feed it. Just if you want to put Thrive around it, you'll still have a good amount of area to put something down, and it'll be just fine.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. That's a good one. Always something to consider whenever you're doing those kind of big construction projects is what you have going on and how it's going to impact your trees and shrubs and lawn and whatever else is going on.
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay. Starting to prune back your perennials, getting some compost down, feeding those guys. Anything else we should be concerned about or really looking into as far as our fall prep for flower beds specifically?
Yeah, one more thing to touch on just with the trees and the shrubs is to get that systemic insect control down.
Very good.
In my opinion, I think it's the best time of the year because once those trees come out, next year, you don't have to worry about it. It's already, started the process. When you already have the problem, you end up playing catch up. And then the tree, obviously has some damage. But getting it down this time of year is going to save you a lot of headache, if you do have, things that are susceptible to, for example, borers and stuff.
Yeah, aphids and all sorts of things. Yeah, great point. Thanks for bringing that up because the tree and shrub systemic is a really important one to do on those guys that are susceptible, and this is the best time to do it. Less impact to the environment because the tree's going dormant. It's going to be ready to go next spring, and that's always a better situation for all of our trees and shrubs is that it's already in there. They don't have any kind of window where those bugs can get in. Because otherwise, yeah, like you said, you're playing catch-up. You're trying to fix the problem instead of prevent it. So, all right. Well, that was a great show. I really appreciate you coming in, Darian. Thank you so much for being here. It was great topics I think we discussed today, so I'm really looking forward to if you didn't miss something or you want to ever listen to the show again, they are available at kboi.com in their podcast section. So check that out if you can, and we will see you all next week.